behind the boundary fence, one man called.
I'm sure he went that way. Let's go after him. I'm not losing a good story now.
Footsteps began moving towards them again. That must be the paparazzi, who had been in the news themselves ever since the accident for hounding Winter, trying to get photos of his injuries. Even Sophie, who didn't pay much attention to the doings of celebrities, knew about that. It was the way her trespasser's shoulders slumped that touched her heart and made up her mind. Placing one forefinger on her lips, she beckoned with the other hand. He stared at her so numbly she had to repeat the gesture before he mouthed, "Thanks," and moved forward. She led the way back to the house, walking on the grass instead of the paths, trying not to make any noise. As they got near the kitchen door, she heard a voice call,
"There's a gate here."
Unlocking the rear door, she went quickly inside and waited for Jez to join her before locking the door carefully behind them. She'd had a burglar the previous year, soon after she moved in, so she never, ever left an outer door or window unlocked, not even if she was only walking round her own garden. That seemed very sad, but she lived in an upmarket area, and she'd accepted the fact that it made her more of a target for burglars.
"Come through into my sitting room. It looks out onto an internal courtyard, so you'll be safe from prying eyes there."